Vermont's Patrick Leahy is the most senior member of the U.S. Senate. First elected in 1974, he was the first Democrat the state ever sent to the Senate. Now seeking his eighth term, Leahy is being challenged by a Republican who has never held elective office and three minor party candidates. According to the Federal Election Commission, Senator Patrick Leahy had $2.9 million cash on hand as of October 19th for his reelection campaign. His major party opponent, Republican Scott Milne, had $34,000. Milne, who lost a close race for governor 2 years ago, says his campaign focuses on the need to change Washington.
Career politicians like Patrick Leahy that are being propped up election after election after election by special interest money are ruining our country. It's a phenomenon that's really taken root in Washington over the last 50 years. I would argue Patrick Leahy is a poster child for it.
Milne wants to implement term limits and campaign finance reform. He plans to introduce legislation that would mandate candidates sacrifice pensions if they run for office after 2 terms in the Senate or 4 terms in the House.
The campaign that I have against Patrick Leahy is designed to amplify the message that people are sick and tired of career politicians being propped up election after election by special interest money.
Milne and Senator Leahy have debated with minor party candidates, Independent Jerry Trudell, Liberty Union Peter Diamondstone, and the Marijuana Party's Chris Erickson. But Milne and Senator Leahy's only one-on-one debate was Wednesday on Vermont Public Radio. Leahy summarized what he thought of his opponent.
So far, Mr. Milne has really not come out with positions. He just simply wants to attack me. And if it makes him happy, he should go ahead and do it.
Throughout the debate, Milne tried to get traction on his key points, but Leahy countered with sharp riposts.
Will you join me and call for a term limit legislation to be introduced in the Senate when you get back if you're fortunate enough to be elected next week?
We have term limits. People can vote. I've seen hundreds of senators come and go since I've been there. That's term limits right there. Mr. Milne, why do you support Mitch McConnell, a person who is against Citizens United, who used dark money to defeat people? Why do you favor him?
He's a partisan ideologue that needs a moderate like Scott Milne to come to the Senate and fix it and get it back on track.
Hold on a second. Patrick Leahy's question, would you support Mitch McConnell as the...
Well, I offered in our last debate, if Patrick Leahy wants to concede, I'll let him tell me who to vote for. Otherwise, I'm going to vote for the Republican leader.
The exchanges, moderated by Peter Hirschfeld, remained testy as campaign issues flared.
In May, I asked you to let us know who you were flying with on private aircraft that related to EB-5 projects.
Right now, I've not flown on private airplanes on EB-5. I don't know how you traveled when you and Governor Douglas were traveling around Asia on EB-5, but no.
We traveled on the bus most of the time.
I give you great credit for that. You're a man of stamina to be able to take a bus to Asia.
A Castleton University VPR poll conducted September 29th to October 14th found Senator Leahy leading Milne 59-22%. A SurveyMonkey poll from October 26th to November 1st found Leahy leading Milne 64-34%. Debate audio is courtesy of Vermont Public Radio's Vermont Edition. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.